I'm Andrea Murray. This is Northwest Previews, your 5-minute guide to some of the concerts on the allclassical.org calendar. You usually see her sitting in the first chair in the first violin section, but this weekend, Oregon Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Sarah Kwok takes center stage. She's the soloist for their performance of the violin concerto by the 20th century composer best known for his operas, Giancarlo Menotti. They're also performing Dmitri Shostakovich's 11th Symphony, which actually depicts the Russian Revolution. And they'll play a piece by George Walker called Icarus in Orbit.
4 hearts, 5 clubs, 5 hearts.
On Sunday, Portland Opera presents the final production of An American Quartet, 4 one-act operas by 20th century American composers, including Giancarlo Menotti, his The Telephone, plus works by Lee Hoiby, Douglas Moore, and Samuel Barber's A Hand of Bridge, which is sort of about people playing bridge together.
I wonder what she meant by always being dummy.
Nicholas Fox is conducting these performances.
Each of the 4 characters successively comes out of the bridge game and speaks to the audience their own monologue about their deepest desires, fears, unrequited wants and needs, all the while framed by and interspersed with this game of bridge.
There's only one more performance of An American Quartet, and that's on Sunday at the Hampton Opera Center. We've got information about that and all the classical performances in our region on the allclassical.org calendar. The weekend is here. This is Northwest Previews. As a music lover, there's not much more satisfying than having a chance to hear someone in concert and then watching them get really famous shortly thereafter. Well, we've got a couple of such opportunities here in Portland, at least that's my guess. First of all, Portland Piano International's current rising star, 25-year-old pianist Baron Fenwick, who's a student of Vladimir Feltzman, made his Carnegie Hall debut in December. He's playing a whole series of concerts in our region this week, and he says that's going to be very helpful in the near future.
Next month, I'm going to a competition in South Korea called the Seoul International Music Competition. It is one of the big ones, yeah. In a competition like that, you have to play hours of music. You have to play in several different rounds, a lot of solo music, chamber music, music with orchestra. So having 5 concerts this week here in Oregon, I have a great opportunity to try out all the different solo music that I'm playing. So I'm playing different pieces every night, getting a great chance to practice.
Baron Fenwick plays tonight in Cannon Beach. He gives a masterclass and a concert tomorrow in Portland, and then he's on to Pendleton. Another 25-year-old rising star, Polish-born guitarist Mateusz Kowalski. His debut CD came out just a few months ago. He's been making waves in Europe since he won the Rodrigo International Guitar Competition in 2018. Now he's touring the U.S., making a stop in Portland tonight. He's playing at the Elliott Chapel downtown. They're playing Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra this weekend at the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. They're also going to perform a new work by conductor Salvador Brotons. Guest clarinetist David Gould will join them for Brotons' Bass Clarinet Concerto. Elsewhere on the all-classical calendar, the Oregon Ballet continues its run of performances of Sleeping Beauty, choreographed by their former artistic director Christopher Stoll, with live performances of Tchaikovsky's score. The Corvallis OSU Symphony is performing an all-Rachmaninoff program. And the Choral Arts Ensemble presents their annual Pops Concert featuring American songs and hymns, including one written for the CAE by Moses Hogan called Spiritual Reflection. That's just some of what's happening in and around the Portland region this weekend. You can find out more on the events calendar at allclassical.org. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8, or you can just download it as a podcast. I'm Andrea Murray. I hope your weekend sounds great.